Today's daf is daf chet, and we're holding a bava metzia, first perek shnayim ochazim, and we are down to about a fifth of the way down to Omar Rami Bar Chama. Getting back to the Mishnah, it seems quite clear from the Mishnah. We're going to see why he says it's quite clear. But Omar Rami Bar Chama is automatic from the fact that when these two people are coming in, and we're going to be cholek, and not only are we going to be cholek, but we're going to be assuming, as we said earlier, that there is no Vaday Rama here, because the Vaday Rama, I remember there were other issues that needed to be taken into consideration. We would have said Chokim Bishua. So that the way in which there was no Vaday Rama is that both of them picked up, and both of them, perhaps Pitom Lev, may feel that they were there first, they get the full rights, or that they were the ones that were Be'ikar holding, and they get the full rights. So that there's no clear Rama. But that means that if we're going to be saying to ourselves, despite the fact that each one is saying, Kula Shali, they may well be saying that we picked it up simultaneously, and that therefore we should be Chaylam. How do they pick it up simultaneously without relying on the other person's Hagbah to be functional for themselves? In other words, if you pick up a Talit, they just pick up, we said they're holding on to the fringes of the Talit. They pick up the fringes of the Talit, the rest of the Talit's on the ground. So where was the Hagbah? Because Lamaisa the Talit wasn't on the ground because another guy picked it up. Yeah, but the other guy swing it up for himself, and then the part of the Talit that you weren't picking up was never picked up at all vis-a-vis you. So neither of you should be kind, unless we're going to interpret the other guy's picking up as being a picking up for his partner, so to speak, here. So each one in being Kainaid, picking up for himself, is actually also being Kaina lechavero, which proves that if a person acts on someone else's behalf when it comes to a mitziyah, then it would be, in fact, a valid kinyan, despite the fact that generally we have a concept of being zocha lechavero b'makom shechav la'acherim. Because we understand that the central theme of Nezikin is watching out for number one, who is you. You can be kainer for yourself, obviously, connected to everybody else. But for you to go to a hefker and to be kainer for someone else, and there's other people running to pick up this mitziah, I mean, can't they say, well, who asked you to act in his benefit? Why is acting in his benefit sufficient to take away our direct rights? So it seems clear from here, says Rami Bar Chama, that that's not a problem. And that if you are megbi mitziah l'chaviro, because Isaka da'ateg lo kana chavero. If you're going to tell me that the other person's kinyan is useless for you, Teyah says, zo, let this talit be the equivalent of kemish munachad agabe karka, v'zok kemish munachad agabe karka. For each one, the other part of the talit is, for all intents and purposes, lying on the ground, it was never picked up. So how can you be kone without doing a hagabah? So lo yikna lo zeh v'lo zeh. So we should say that they come into court, the dayan could say, let me see that. Hey, I like it. I'll keep it. Because I was Canaan, neither of you guys were Canaan. That proves, conclusively, as far as I could see, says Rami Bar Chama, that someone else can make Kona for you. Omar Rava, very inconclusive, says Rava, because Liola may malach, I could certainly say to you, that under normal circumstances, the only reason over here is being Kona, Hainu taima, because migu de zochil nafshe, zochil nami lechavre. I mean, obviously, in this case, it's not a standard case of someone being zeche b'mokab shechav la'acherim. He is essentially going out to be kona for himself. So what we are doing is we're interpreting the situation as being a picking up of a mitziah with shutafut. And therefore we're saying there's no vaday ramai, it may indeed be gbiu shnehem, and let them both swear v'yachlok. That's what we said. Okay, that's because in the very intent to be kona for oneself, that same hagbar would be valid for the other person who is allowing you to be kona. I mean, because the whole idea over here is that it's mutual. So mutuality creates a situation in which each one is kona for the other one. Otherwise, nobody would be kona. But in a normal case, if somebody goes along and says, oh, wow, Joe told me he was looking for a watch. Here's a nice watch on the ground. Let me pick it up for Joe, and you have no intent to be kona for yourself. And meanwhile, Reuven is running and saying, wait, I needed that watch. Shouldn't, maybe it's not a Kenyan. So without the Migu, how do you know that it's a Kenyan? Teda, by the way, I'll prove that to you. It's obvious that there's a difference between a case where you're being kenyan for yourself or you're being kenyan for somebody else. Because, look, suppose you told somebody, Yilom al-Shulucho, Tzei ugunovli, the ganav. Go and steal that watch. Forget about taking it from heaven. steal that watch from that guy. He goes in and he steals. The ganav doesn't. The guy who sent the ganav is Potter from Kefal. It's the ganav who's chayav in Kefal. So he did not act on behalf of the other guy. But suppose the two of them together pick up something in another guy's house. So shutafim shagan, but we had before they're both chayav in Kefal. Why? We should say neither of them are kainah. So my time, la mishum de'amrina migad zakhar nafshi zakhar nami l'chavre. Shmami, know that there's a tremendous difference between doing something for someone else or doing something for someone else through doing something for oneself. Because otherwise neither shutaf should be able to be chayav kefal.
Now, Rava said, Hashtag the Amrit Amrit Amigo, now that you're saying that we do say this Amigo, it's a little strange because it's he who said it. Some of the Gears to read Hashtag the Amrit, now that you've said. Others say it's a reference to Rabba and not Rava. But in any event, now that we've concluded that we have this Migu, Shizok al-Azma, Zokanam al-Khavero, then a Cheresh and a Pikeach, Shigbi al-Mitziah. Now, a Cheresh, Lamaisa does not have Kinyanim, this is someone who's a deaf mute, he does not have Kinyanim Midioraita. However, the Rabbana made a Takana to give Charashim Kinyanim, because if we would deny them a Kinyan due to the inferiority of their dot, then obviously we'd have a tremendous amount of aggressive resentment on our hands. And so in order to preserve the peace, mipnei darkei shalom, we gave a Kinyan to a Cheresh. But once that's true, then the Migu would apply to a Cheresh and a Bikeach, who also lifted up a Metziah, because since the Cheresh was going for himself min Rabbanan, then that Kinyan should also apply to the Pikeach, and the Pikeach was kind of because of the Hagba'ah for the Cheresh for himself, just as we said earlier. And does not necessarily follow. I mean, Bishlam a Cheresh can now, okay, understand. Because the one who was a Magbi the other part was a Pikeach being a Bendat, can in fact be Zoche for the Cheresh. But why would the Pikeach be Kaina, Bamaikana? Since as far as the Bikeach is concerned, the Kinyan of a Cheresh is not really a Kinyan at all, and therefore it's as if it's lying on the ground, as we said before. I mean, after all, the only point of the Darkei Shalom Kinyan for the Cheresh was that he would be kind of for himself, but not that that Kinyan for himself would be Chal for anybody else, because the whole thing was to avoid arguments and fighting with the Cheresh, if somebody would take it from, which is obviously not Negev the Bikeach. So therefore, Rava's assumption that the Migu ought to apply even there is not all that clear. Elaima, perhaps it's better to say that what Rava did mean to say was that if a Cheresh and a Bikeach are Magabia, then not they're both Kona, but rather that the Cheresh is Kona because the Bikeach, after all, is able to be Kona the Metziah for him since he's Kona for himself, whereas the Pikeach was not Kona because the Cheresh's uplifting is not considered to be a Hagbah vis-a-vis the Pikeach. Now, what exactly is the Migu that we're saying over here? We're saying that it's as if the Cheresh picked up the entire thing. I mean, after all, if the Pikeach wasn't Kona himself, we can no longer say the Migu, right? The whole point of the Migu was in that Migu the Kona the Nafshe, Kona Lami Lechavre. If he was never Kona the Nafshe, how could he be Kona Lechavre? So does it make sense to say that the Pikeach, I mean, especially with the way, of course, the Rebbe was learning that the whole thing was only a Migu, and that you can't stam bizochan metziah for somebody else. So what exactly is the Migu that he's referring to now? Ah, now it becomes more clear. What Rava was trying to say is that in the same way we would apply the idea Ashtad Amrin and Migo in a normal case, in this case we have another Migo which would allow the Cheresh to be Kona despite the fact that the Bikeach wasn't Kona. And what is that other Migo? That Migo is this. That Migo, the Shnei Charashim Ba'alma, since the Chachsim Takanat Chachamim that would apply to one Cheresh would apply to two Charashim who pick up a Metziah. Because the same way that we have to be metaken a kinyan for a cheresh, because of the fact that if we don't allow him to have a kinyan, then he's going to get into fights with everybody, then the same thing would be true if two charoshim would pick up something and we would say, well, sorry, but you don't have real kinyanim to be kind of somebody else. Then obviously we would have a disaster on our hand if a third party went and tried to take something away from two Charoshim, claiming that they were unsuitable because of their inferior das to be able to have a Kinyan. So since the Chachamim were metaken a kinyan for two charashim who picked up migu, that we have a hagbah for a metzia done by a cheresh, we can say too that here as well, hainami kani, this cheresh was magbia together with a pikeach, should also be kona for the rabbonon at least, because the pikeach who picked up the other side, and memela, that was the cheresh of Rava, there is a migu, this is the migu. What kind of migu is that? I mean, I might. What's the comparison, Bichlal? I mean, Imtim Shalom, if you're going to say, like Rami Bar Chama said, that even a normal person is Magbiya Metzia L'Chavero would be Kona L'Chavero. I mean, it still we wouldn't say the Cheresh was Kona. Because Hane Mile, the only time we would say that was Echad Gam Magbalei Adai to the Chavre. It's only where he would be picking it up for the other person. Isn't that true? So, in this case, the Pikeach is certainly not picking it up for the other person. He's picking it up for himself. The only tzad to say that he was kona was Megid Kona Lenafshe, and the mutuality is necessary, he was kona Lam Lechavre. But in this case, if Iu Lo Kona Lachrine Makni, he himself wasn't kona for himself. So, how in the world could he be makna to someone else when that was not his intent in picking it up? I mean, if what you wanted to say is that, in the same way we're metaken a kinyan for a cheresh, we're metaken a pikeach, if he has in mind to pick up something to be mezakeh a cheresh, though, that's something else, but that's not what we're saying. Ela'ema, zeroing in now further on what Rava must have said, is actually the opposite. What he must have said is mitok shaloka na pikeach. Since the hagbah of the cheresh is not considered to be hagbah for the pikeach, because there was never a takana that a cheresh be kena for a pikeach, only that it be kena for himself, therefore, lo kana cheresh. Because since the pikeach doesn't achieve anything for himself, there is no way for him to be achieving it for the cheresh. And if you will ask me, explains Rav of Ritema, Maishna Mishnei Charashim Di Alma, why is this any less? I mean, shouldn't we say, look, if we're going to make a takana for two charashim, we should certainly make a takana over here if one of them is a pikeach? That's not true. Because hatam, the whole point of the two charashim is because the rabbana made a takana b'tnei shalom in that delatilin suye. We don't want them to be fighting. And over here, they are certainly going to fight if somebody says, you guys have no brains, therefore your kinyan is worth anything, I will take it from you. But hacha, by the case of the pikeach and the cheresh, there is no inferiority on the part of the cheresh. Because the cheresh says to himself, well, clearly, they're not trying to take it from me because I'm inferior. Mima amar pikeach lo kani. I mean, the pikeach wasn't kani either. So obviously there's a problem here that is not due to me. It's the fact that the two of us are trying to be kona. The pikeach himself wasn't kena. Ana ikne, should I be kona? Of course not. I understand that I'm not better than the pikeach. And mamela, it works out at last. Fine, a little bit of rubber. It's intelligence. Cheresh has tons of intelligence. He just doesn't have das. Nobody can be chelik on the fact that Cheresh has intelligence. Or that there's lots of ketanim that have a heck of a lot more intelligence than many adults.
Das is defined as...
Same way it's defined in the Torah. It's as a connection. Right? That's why it's sexual. Das is puberty. But the ability to relate to external reality. You may have a lot of intelligence, but there's the developmental process in which one can distinguish between extended self and others and interrelate with that other. So you may understand something theoretically, but be unable to react to it. It doesn't make a difference to you.
The whole thing about cheresh is it's own culture. Those who live in that kind of existence.
Yeah.
It's its own.
Very much its own culture, yeah.
Is he deaf?
No, he's deaf and mute, yeah. Okay, so Omele Ravach, Bereda Ravidi, the Ravashi. Getting back to Rami Bar Choma's initial diuk, you were all very happy with that, and you said, yeah, there's no other way to understand the Mishnah. Must be that somebody who's Magbiya Metzia L'Chavero, Kona Chavero. Which part of the Mishnah exactly were you talking about? So his diuk, Mehecha. I mean, from the opening? You didn't mean Mireish. I mean, if you're just talking about the opening, which is Shnayim Okazim B'Talit. So what are you saying? That since we are able to say Cholkin, and we don't say, well, any third party should be able to come along and take it away from them, because essentially they're both being dependent on the other one's Hagabah. Excuse me. Two people are holding a Mitzvah. Each one of them is claiming, this is mine. We're going to let a third party take it away? Based on what? Neither of them is saying, I was dependent on the other guys picking it up. That's your interpretation.
in order to say that they both may be saying the truth, we interpret their statement to say, well, actually, yes, Betom Lev, they may have thought that they picked it up alone, but the truth is the other guy's Hagbah was necessary for them and they're shut for a minute. And therefore, Yachalokum. So now through that interpretation, you're saying we should allow somebody else to come and take it away from two individuals, both of whom are holding something and will claim it's theirs. That's crazy. How does that prove a Magbiya Mitzial Chavero Kana Chavero? I don't understand what the tiyuk is. Hatam Haikama Kula Shili V'anagbata Kula. Each one is saying, look, this is mine, I picked it up. V'ayomar Kula Shili V'anagbata Kula. This is mine, I picked it up entirely. So now the court should say, gentlemen, it's neither of yours. Where would you get such a crazy thing from? Ella must be that the diuk of Rami Bar Chama is from the extra case where it says, besides the fact that this is amazing, we're going back now to re-examine the possibilities of Zelmer Kula Shali Zelmer Kula Shali, which we said before was redundant. So Zelmer Kula Shali Zelmer Kula Shali. So now we've got a Mishnah Yetera. So I ask you, Hatu Lamali, what do I need the extra words for? Just say, Ani Mitzatiya. Or just say, Zelmer Kula Shali, right? So mi Mishnah Yetera, Shemami, no, I'm a Gbi Mitzia Lachavero Kana Chavero. That the very fact that the Mishnah is trying to tell us a principle over here, that's the only principle that is mishtamea from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? I mean, we dealt with this issue back on Daf Beis, remember? It was the first question that you asked when we started examining the Mishnah and the Gemara. Why do we need the two cases? And we came out with, they're actually referring to the lady in Macy's with the hat. So there were two separate cases over here, and we needed to learn the Chiddush in each one of those cases. And that's a heck of a lot more reasonable to say that just out of the blue, an abstraction. Mishnah is coming to tell us an abstraction. That in general, in a case where there would be Kula Shali, Magbiya Metzila Chavero, it's kind of Chavero. I mean, come on. What's more likely? So that's not good. Okay, so Rami Bar Chama can't learn it from the Reisha. He can't learn it from the second case of the Reisha. So, okay, let's move on to the Seifa of the Mishnah. Maybe that's where he was trying to be Medayit. Now let me Seifa. Zelmer Kula Shali v'Zelmer Chetzia Shali. So saying, okay, I mean, but it's the same principle. So Hatu Lamali, why do I need that? So from there, it must be coming to tell me an additional halacha. Elo Mishnah Yeterash Ma'amin HaMakbiya Metzia L'Chavero Kana Chavero. First of all, who says that case is talking about a Metzia? I mean, they don't talk about the Metzia. They're talking about how much is there. It's not how much they picked up. So it would be my Metzia. Dilma b'mekach u'memka, and don't come back to me and say v'chi teima I b'mekach u'memka ma'ila meimra. I mean, then there would be no chiddush at all if it's mekach u'memka, because I mean, at least if it's talking about by mitzia, you could say the additional case is coming to tell me I might be a mitzia l'chaviro kana chaviro. So that's great. That's a big chiddush. But if the case is mekach u'memka, then it's entirely a trivial piece of the Mishnah. Why would we say it? That's not true. It's true. You might have thought that in a case where someone says chetzer shali, then we should look at him as a meshiva aveda, because he could say it's kula shali. By saying it's chetzer shali, he loses out on that quarter that he otherwise would have had. So therefore, he has a migo to be able to say a better taina. And then the chiddush of the Mishnah would be, if it's referring to mekach u'memka, kamashmalan, de'ayruni kamarim, on the contrary. He's trying to be smart. And thinks that by being very so-called honest and saying, well, I mean, I admit it's half his, that way we're going to trust him and he won't have to make a shvua. So at least he'll get away with a quarter. He'd rather get a quarter without a shvua than a half with a shvua. Maybe that's what's going on. So kamash when the hai rumi kamari, savar I amina kula shali bin ishtabui. But now that I say that it's only half mine, so people will say, oh, what an honest fellow. So I'll be like a meshiva veda and therefore I'll be potter. Comes along the Mishnah to tell me, we're one step ahead of you. Maybe that's the finish of the Mishnah. Okay, so then that's not a riot to Rami Bar Chama. So. Oh, which one is the riot to Rami Bar Chama? Elamiha, how about the case, the last case? Now, ask yourself, so what additional value is there in the case of two people riding an animal, or two lamali? So once again, they must be coming to teach me a principle. What's the principle? The Mishnah Yetera. The principle is Shmaimin Amigmiatzila Kavero, Kona Chavero. That must be what Rami Bar Chama is thinking. No, that's also not a good riot. Vadilma, Hakamashma, the Rochev Nami Kani. Maybe the Kiddush over there is, I mean, it never says that Rechiva is kind of an animal. It says Mishicha is kind of an animal. So maybe the Mishnah is coming to teach that Rechiva is kind of. And but it's not focusing on a principle that has to do with Magbiya Metziah L'Chaveiro. So scotch that. Okay, so where is Rami Bar Chama's Raya from? Must be from the next case. Misefa. Bizman Shehim Modin. The truth is we had strange ending to the Mishnah. In a case that they both admit that the other one owns half, then they can split it with a Shvua. I should hope so. What in the world would we need a Shvua for where they're both saying that it belongs to the other guy? So there, something funny is going on. You're saying, Bizman Shehim Modin. Or Sheishna Medim. Chokim below Shvua. So now, let me ask you something. I mean, even Mekahu Memkar. By the Tzrichah L'Memkar, I understand, we have to say that if two people admit that they both bought something, that they both own it, and we you should know, you don't need a Shvua. I should hope not. Ela Lav. It's got to be that it's talking about the cases of Mitzia. So two people walk in. Brilliant. Brilliant. The whole time we're thinking, that's Meshuggah. If even in a case where they're fighting, they're going to be chayv. And the only reason we need the Shvua is because they're fighting. If they're agreeing, they shouldn't be chaylek. But now, we understand that actually that is a brilliant addition. Because the only reason that they were chaylek in the Reisha, perhaps, I could have thought, was as we were just Deicha Rami Bar Chama Raya. Since each of them are saying, no, it's Kula Shalim. So therefore, we interpret their statement to mean that they picked it up together, and Mamela, a third party, can't take it. But how about where they both admit that they picked it up together? Then a third party should be able to grab it from them and say, ah, so you're both admitting that you weren't kaded because the other half of the talent was on the ground. And a magbiya metziah l'chaveiro lo kana. It's a good thing I'm smart. Boom, I'll take that. Kamash will on the Mishnah that in that case, no, they still have a right to it. Why? The talus was never picked up by either of them. Therefore, comes on Rami Bar Chama from that closing case of the Mishnah. It's clear that Magbiya Metziah Chaveiro, Kone Chaveiro. Wow, that is wonderful. At last, this Mishnah really starts to hold together. And that's what Rava understood, of course, that the Raya was from that case. Rava was just saying, it still doesn't prove anything. Because that case is unique since it's mutual. So over there, mitoch that he's going to be kind of that metziah for himself, he could be kind of for his chaver. But how do you know that if he has no personal kinyanim, that then you're not going to get into the problem of being chav la'acherim? Understand that over here he's acting in his own benefit. So we certainly can't say that he's chav la'acherim and you can't be kind of for someone else, but mokam shchav la'acherim. Because obviously you have a right to do whatever you need to do for number one. If somebody else gets benefit from your acting on behalf of number one, so he's number one minus. But I mean, it doesn't mean you could just go ahead and act for Ploni Almoni. Therefore, I say, the Chiddush, and it's still a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Migu de Zakhla Nafshi Zakhinam Lechavre. But that doesn't mean without that Migu, that a Magbi Amitzil Chaviro would be Koner Chaviro. Lovely, lovely. Huh? Okay, symphony. I'm Rav Yosef. Omar Li Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda pointed out to me, it says over here, are your shnayim rochvim, or echad rachuv, echad manhig. He said, I heard something from Mar Shmuel. So I heard tarti, rochuv umanig, about when he said it's kaina, about when he said it's not kaina. Velo yadana, haiminayim. I can't remember which one he said was kaina, which one wasn't kaina. Obviously our Mishnah is clearly talking about a case where you have one rochav and one manig. So now this better makes sense in terms of the Mishnah. So let's see how it develops. So, hechidami. Exactly what could be Rav Yehuda's doubt. I mean, are we talking about a case where he's just rochav? Somebody's driving an animal. Not with his two people. Or just manhig. And you're saying you're not sure whether manhig is kainah? That's what you're saying? I mean, manhig is the way to be kainah. That's the definition of mishicha. So how could possibly Rav Yehuda doubt, perhaps Shmuel said that manhig is not kaina? That's crazy. He couldn't have meant that. So Mikiman, I'm a low kani. Ella, Iikalameimer, the low kani, the only possible one that he could have said is not kaina, was Rachuvu, Udikalameimer. So what would have been his doubt? He could have concluded instantly, any 5-year-old could have told you, wow, I guess Shmuel must hold Rachuvu isn't kaina. What else can you say? It must be, therefore, that Rachov b'mokum manhig iboyel. What he wanted to know is, what is the din of a Rachov when it's together with the manhig? In other words, he wasn't doubting that both Rachov and manhig are kinyan. But now the question is, if you've got two of them together, at the same time, does one subsume the other? That's his question. So there I've got a problem, and I can't remember what he said. So it's a rochov b'mokom ani giboyle, my. Do we say that in that case, now that we've established that a rochov is also, that he's actually more than the one who's simply drawing the animal in front of him with a string, with his voice. So the rochov is better, because he is actually tough, he's holding on to the rein. So that means that he's doing even more, really, of the manhig element. We'll see more of this later. Odilma manhig adif to azla machmate. Or do we say that, no, the manhig is the one who's making it walk. The rochuv is just sitting on it while it's walking. So even though he's holding on, maybe in that case, the manhig is subsuming the one who's riding on it, because he's saying, look, I'm making it go, and you're just grabbing a ride. So in that case, it's entirely my key. That was his question. Or, so I'm not sure. Omer of Yosef, said Rav Yosef afterwards, I'll tell you something. Rav Yehuda said to me that I think we should figure it out ourselves. And it's true, I can't remember which one Shmuel said, but Nikzei I'm not. Let's try to figure this out on our own. It's not. Somebody now who is being manhig kilai. So ha-manhig, here we've got a case where you hook up a horse with a donkey to a stagecoach. It's really going to be going fast. Maybe it's more of a Surrey, whatever. So now one guy is sitting inside the wagon and the other guy is being manhig. So in that case, it says in a Mishnah that the guy who is being manhig, and he's the one that's holding the string, he's the one that gets malchus for doing work with mixed species. But the one who's sitting in the wagon is also sofei get arbaim. And Rabbi Meir says, no, only the one who's being manhig. Rabbi Meir poter et ayoshev bikaron. Now, Shmuel, about whom you don't know whether he held manhig was adif or rochov was adif, Shmuel flipped the shitot in the Mishnah, and he said that, on the contrary, it was the Chachomim that said that only the manhig is chayav. So, mid apich Shmuel v'tani, since Shmuel flipped the shitot, and he made it work out that the Chachomim were the ones who were patering the Yoshev b'karon. So therefore, Shmamina, that the Rachuv would not be Kona, even if he was a Rachuv lechudei, would not be Kona, because he's not considered, in this case, to be over on Kilayim. And, I mean, over here, it wouldn't make any nafkamina if there's another guy there that's being manhig. Because, I mean, the issue over here isn't who's better. The issue is sitting in a wagon that is being drawn by mixed species considered to be the equivalent of working with mixed species? Here, clearly, Shmuel is saying, no, he's entirely passive. So if he's entirely passive, he couldn't be Kaina, could he? Even on his own, he couldn't be Kaina. The Koshkin is not going to be Kaina in the case where there's a manhig. So this seems to clarify that if a rochav lochudei lo kani koshkein a rochav v'mokam mani is not kani. To which? Well, the Gemara is going to ask all of this. We're going to get to it. Omalei Abayel Rav Yosef. That's funny. There was many times a zinin sagin amrit lan nichse anan v'lo amrit lan mishmei de Rav Yehuda. Now remember that Rav Yosef had been ill and had forgotten a lot of his learning. So Abayel wanted to know whether this was something that had been forgotten or... He says, look, lots of times you said over this story. And you said, Rav Yehuda told me that I heard from our Shmuel, such and such. And then you went ahead and you said the story as if you were thinking of it. So, let's try to figure out on our own. But you never said that it was Rav Yehuda who told you Nirzeana. You said it came from you. So, what's the real story? Omalei Yivra, indeed I remember. I now remember that it was Rav Yehuda. I even remember the circumstances, because Dachrana Nami, I even remember that I asked him our president's question. And I said to him, I don't understand how you can say that the passive sitting in a wagon is the equivalent of somebody who's driving an animal. I mean, it's not the same at all. The Yoshev is passive to the extent that he's not being toe-faced on the Moserah. He's not even holding the reins. So he has nothing to do with the animals. So how would he be kind of the animal? And therefore, perhaps the Tvisa in the Mosira, that was the whole point that we were asking before. That since he's holding the reins, in that sense, he's the one that's showing that the animal is his. So how can you bring one from one to the other? And he answered me, you see that now I know what I'm talking about, because I remember the whole discussion. He answered me that, look, holding the reins is irrelevant. Because Amarli, Rav and Shmuel both told me, meaning me, Rav Yehuda, he told me that Amrit Davar, Rav and Shmuel both agreed that just holding on to the reins is not a kinyan. Now, that was one version of this discussion. Others say that it was Abaye who asked the president's question to Rav Yosef. Normally, Abaye Rav Yosef, Echa Pashit Mar Rachuv Miyoshev, Yoshev Lo Tofis B'Musera, Rachuv Tofis B'Musera, Amarle, to which Rav Yosef replied to Abaye that Edi writes in a Braita that Musera Lo Koni, and Itmar Nami, there's also a mimer to that effect, that holding a Musera doesn't prove anything. That Omer Rav Chava, Omer Rav Huna, when somebody hands over the reins, it's an act of kinyan. Because there you have a dot makneh, and it's mamish a metaphor, handing over the reins. That's how we describe giving over ba'alut on something. So, yes, that is certainly kinyan. But when you pick up the reins by a mitziyah, and you're not mani, that's nothing. So over there, b'mitziyah, or let's say you went to nichse ager that doesn't have a dot makneh, you're not cunning. And indeed, think about it. What's the word Mosera mean? Omar Rava, Idi Asbarli. It explained it to me. Mosera is the word for handing over. It comes from Moser. So when we say handing over the reins, in Hebrew, you'd be using a pun. Masarata Mosera. So it becomes more than a metaphor. But that means that the essence of the reins is that it's a vehicle of handing over. That means that by definition, picking it up means absolutely nothing because nobody handed it to you. Okay, so now if we establish that the fact that you are being drawn by an animal is meaningless, that we establish from Kilani, we know that a Mosera is meaningless. Two meaningless acts do not a Kinyan make. That's what Yoda always said. And so therefore, in this case, don't ask me how I learned one out from the other, because adding the Mosera to the Rochev is meaningless. So basically, I've got my proof. That's the answer. Let's see that inside. Omar Rava Idi Asberli, Adam Hamoser Davar Lechaveiro. So Vishleim Mechaveiro Iskona, because there's a Mesira of the Mosira. Tekamasar Lechavre, Elimitsiya, Uvinikse Ager, Man Kamasulei the Likni. And therefore, we now know Rechiva is meaningless, and holding onto the Mesira is meaningless. So by putting the two together and sticking him on the animal's back instead of in a Karun, you don't add anything. Now, of course, all of this is drastically against the Mishnah. And what the heck is going on? So now, Meitvei. Oh, Yishnayim, Rochvim, Agabe, Beima, etc., etc. So I understand. So now, who is the Mishnah going like? I mean, Elim or Rabbi Meir. I mean, if you're telling me that just sitting, Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah about Kilayim, you're just sitting now in a wagon that's being drawn by diverse species. So you're going to be over. So I need to know this Mishnah. What Rabbi Meir would have told me two Mishnayos, where one of them is completely trivial. So in that case, if a Yoshev is kone, certainly a Rochev is kone, El Alav, it's got to be going on Liba de Rabbona. And we see from here, Shmami a Rochev is kone, and you're claiming Rochev is not kone. Ah, the Mishnah is talking about. He's sitting on the animal's back, but he is actually getting the animal to move by using the pressure of his feet on the animal. So he's kicking the sides. It's all the way you deal with many animals, but then they start moving. I don't get it. So then that's not rachuv, that's manhig. So iachi hainu manhig. Yeah, you're right, it is. It's two types of manhig. But you'll say, so what's the chiddush? There is a chiddush, you see. Because if you put together a rachuv and a manhig, where the rachuv himself is a manhig, then you might really think that the manhig is meaningless. Because since the rachuv is also being manhig, he's getting the animal to move. Your whole argument before was, you're just passive. I'm not passive. I'm getting the animal to move. What are you doing? You're not holding on to the reins. You're pulling with a string. So I'm the one in control. Therefore, on the contrary, the manhig should be a tag-along. And maybe he doesn't have any rights to assert bailus on this mitziyah. That's the chiddush. So I might have thought over there, matatema rachuv adiv, doha manhig vitafiz, bro. He's got both advantages. He's actually manhig the animal. Plus, he's tofes on the mosira. So in that case, maybe you would think that we wouldn't say chokin. Kamash, well, on comes on the mission to add that case. But ain't Achinani, if he was Rachuv, passively, somebody else is, and this, of course, is exactly what your kids tell you when you give them a pony ride. It's not a pony ride. The guy's the one who's making the pony go, right? The only way you can get them to be happy is by getting rid of the guy, and now they get to move the horses, every parent knows. So, Mamela, you see, indeed, they must have learned this sugya. That's still from the womb. Certain memories. Rabbi Bar Chama, Zotomeret, HaMagbiya, Mitziya L'Chaviro, Kana Chaviro. Disak, Dagalo Kana Chaviro, Teaseh Zo, Kemishu Mudnacha, Dagabi Karka, Omar Rava, not necessarily. Liolam Emalaka might be a Matila Gavero Loka Gavero. Vok, I knew timer. The Migu, the Zaka Lakavre, Zakanami, Lansma Zakanami Lakavre. Teda, she ilu Omalish Lukotseu Gnov, and he goes in, he's Ganav. So there he would be the Mishayev Patur. But Shinki Shutafim Shigonvu, both of them are Chayev. Why? La Mishum Damina, Migu Zakanav, she's Zakanami Lakavre, Shmamina. Omar Rava, Asha Diabre, Damrina Migun. The din of a cherish and a bikeah, she biu mitzia. I would say mitosh kana cherish kana bikeah. Wait, why is that? I mean, the bishop of cherish kana. Because magbale ben that, but the bikeah, how could he be kana with the cherish is kinyan? Ela ema cherish kana bikeah lo kana. So then, why was migu, where is there a migu? What migu? No, migu the shnei charashim be alma kanu. Ainami kani, the point over here is that he's not worse than Shnei Charashim. My intent so might be a Metzila Chavero Kana Chavero. That's because, animile, Echad Ka Magbele Adaita De Chavre. Over here, I Adaita De Dei Ka Magbele. So you're going to tell me, he himself isn't Kena Lachrine Makne. Ela Ema Mitok Shalo Kana Piker, Lo Kana Cheresh. That's the point. Vechit Ema Maishna Mishnei Charashim De Alma. It's very simple. Hatam taking the rabbana and the loati land suye. Mashenkin over here where the pikeach is going to be taken away from. So that the Bukharish says himself, pikeach lokani, ana akne. Omali Ravach, a braider of Adal Rav Ashi. Where was the diuk of Rami Barchama? So how could a third party take it? Hatam aikomakulichilivanagbatakule. Vayomakulichilivanagbatakula. Ella must be from the extra case. You'll ask yourself, no, because back in the beginning of the parak, Kimna Reish Mitzia, Vesefa Bemekahu Memka. Ella, the next case, Misefa, Zerma Kula Shali, Vizerma Chetishali. So you'll say, what do we need that for? Atul Amali. Ella Mishna, Yeterash Mamina, Magbia Mitzia, Lachavero, Kanachavero. Well, who's even said that's talking about a Mitzia? Mimad Mitzia? Maybe he's talking Mecca Chumemka. Vechite, but what would be the Kiddush by Mecca Chumemka? I'll tell you, Yitzra. Sa'agad Eidach Amina, Eidach Kama Chetzi Shali, La'avi Kameshiv Avei Davali, but they're from the Shvua. Kamash Brun, that in actuality, he's just very smart. And Ayrumi Kamari, he figures, Yamina Kula Shali, so then they're going to make me Ishtabui. Therefore, Ema Hachi, La'avi Kameshiv Avei Davali, but they're. So we came right from there. Okay, let's take the next case. Elamiha. Ayishnaim rochavim agabe beima. So you'll say, hatul amali. Elamimishnei yitirash ma'amin ha-magbim b'tzir l'chaver kone chavero. V'dilma kamash malan that a roche viskone b'chlal. Okay, elamim seifa. Bizman chen modim, osheish lemedim, chokim balo shua. So now, what's the case? Over here, mekachu memka. It's trivial. Tzir l'meima. Elalav mitziyah. And indeed, it's no longer trivial because it's a chiddush. Shema mina gimetzila chavero, kone chavero. So according to Rava, what do you do with that? Otherwise, it's trivial. No, this was not trivial. The migu is a chiddush. Migu is zaken rashi, zaken naim lechavri. It still doesn't mean that it's a general rule. Ho yushnayim rochavim. Omrev Yosef, you know, omali rev yira shema mina the marshmul tarte rochav amani. And he said, one is Kena, one isn't Kena, and I can't remember which one was which. Lo yadana aminai. So echidami. Ilem a rochuv lechudei. Manig lechudei. I mean, there's nobody who could possibly suggest that a manig lechudei, miikil aman diomer lo kani. That's crazy. That's the main mode of kinyan. Ela I ikil aman, but the lo kani could only be the rochuv with ikil aman. So that can't be the question. Must be that both of them are kinyanim on their own. The only question that he had was, Rochuv bimkom manig iboile. My, Rochuv adiv dotof isba, odim manig adiv daz lamach matay. Om Rav Yosef, Omar le Rav Yehuda nirze anan. The tnana manig, a case of kilayim, sofeget arbaim, vayoshev bekaron, sofeget arbaim also. Rabbi Meir poter ta yoshev bekaron. Since Shmuel went ahead and switched around the shitot, V'tani chachamim potrinet ayoshe bekaron. It must be that he holds that way. So shmami na rochuv lechudei is garnished. It's a low kani. The Korshiken Rachud b'makom manhig. Omer le'abayel Rav Yosef. Azinu sagin amrach l'nichse anan. You never mentioned that Rav Yehuda was the one who said it. Omer le'ivra. And I even remember the Amr le'echi poshit mar Rachud b'yoshev. A Yoshev is lo tafis b'musira, whereas the Rochev is tafus b'musira. And he answered me that Rav and Shmuel amritavayu, the Mosira means nothing. It's for sure lo kani. Now, Ikiri Amid is another lashon to this whole thing that Abaye said to Rav Yosef directly. Hecha pashit ma rochuv mi Yoshev. Yoshev lo tafis b'mosira. Rochuv is tafis b'mosira. To which he replied, Amale, hochitana, idi, mosira lo kani. It maname om reb chalba om revuna. Mosira mechaviro, who hands over the reins, is kana. But b'mitziyar, b'nixi agir, where there's no dat acheret, makna lo kani. My lashon musera amar Rava in the asperly ka adam amuser davar lechaviro. So bishleima therefore mechaviro ko kani the kamasa lechavre. But b'mitzia b'nichzi again man kamasa ledelikne. And here you've got two big zeros: a rochuv and a holding onto a musera without that acharet matna. And two big zeros don't equal one. Meitzei. Hoyushnaim rochvim agabei beima in the Mishnah. Now who's it going? Like Ilam Rabbi Meir Ashtel Yoshev Kodin Rochumi boy Elalav Rabbanan Ushmamin al Rochuv Kodin. No, Hachmai Eskinu Bimanik Baraglav. Now how could that be? So then you have Shnayim Manigim. Yochainu Manig. True. Trey Gavni Manig. What's the chiddush? His Ma'ad the Tema Rochuv Adif because he's both a Mani and he's Tafis B'Musirah. Kamash Ramon, that he's still just a money. And we have two money games.